Okay, just one quick word about Eish Kodesh in general. I think it's put by someone who made an introduction for it that was written with the tears of his soul. Mamish Eish Kodesh is written. He was already in the Warsaw Ghetto. It was already 1940. It goes through 3 years. Tufshin Aleph, Tufshin Bet. Already pain, and you see the pain get stronger and stronger as time goes on. The pieces in the end are much more intense than the pieces in the beginning. And there's a famous piece at the end about Hanukkah, how he says, you know, that which I wrote 2 years ago, that just like Am Yisrael went through other pains, that they did it, so too we'll get through this pain. He says, no, this is the worst pain that Am Yisrael ever saw. It's the worst thing, destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Any words of the Chazal, anything the Navi, is the worst tragedy that the Jews have ever seen in history, and I can't compare this to anyone. It's one of the most powerful words of the Eish Kodesh, the words of Hanukkah. It's amazing. You see, as the book, as the Sefer progresses, as the year progresses, you see that there's a more of an intensity towards the pain. And every piece, basically, I've seen very few pieces that don't deal with it. Every piece in the Eish Kodesh deals with Shapira. Dealing with this pain and dealing with how am I going to have a moon in Hashem now? How are we supposed to believe in Hashem? How are we supposed to handle this? How are we supposed to take such a thing? And it's a struggle. Every piece is a struggle to understand that. How am I supposed to come to grips with that? It's unbelievable watching a tzaddik with great emunah struggle. It's something really, really special. And I think what can help us in our own lives when we go through our own struggles, granted, they're not going to be on the levels that Eish Kodesh was going through. Losing all of his children, losing a wife, eventually getting killed himself. It's not going to be on the level of his, but we could take a little bit of what he writes, how a Jew should think and act and believe in pain, and we could also bring it in our own lives when we, God forbid, have to face painful experiences. So that's Eish Kodesh. There's another sefer called the Derech HaMelech, which is much more upbeat. This was before the war. That's like his classic, you know, like Musa Sefer, like his main machshava comes out about serving Hashem through, you know, the energy, passion. That's a Derech HaMelech. This is much more dealing with the pain. So maybe once in a while we'll throw in a Derech HaMelech here and there, but we'll start tonight with Eish Kodesh. Pasuk says, "Vayi chayei sar me'ash shana ve'esrim shana ve'sheva shanim shnei chayei sar." Okay, first pasuk. And Rashi explains, why does it write Me'a shana, ve'esrim shana, ve'sheva? Why does it keep on splitting it up? Shana, shana, shana. Famous drasha, right? Lo melechah shekol echad nidrash le'atzmo. Each one is by itself. Bas kof kebas chaf. 100 years old, she was like 20 years old. Lechet, meaning that even the 20-year-old is totally clean of chet, right? 100 years old, even though she went through all these years of her life, she was just as clean. She was 20 years. Ma bat chaf lo chata share ena bat onshin. A 20-year-old is not, they don't get onish. His onish starts, like the onish kar starts when you're 20 years old. So even when she was 100 years old, as if she wasn't held, is just bas onshin. A bas chaf lo chaytu bas chaf ke basayin liofi, that she was like 20, and she was like, when she was 20 years old, she was like 7, like in her beauty, which is a bchalal question. What does it mean? Well, 7-year-old is more beautiful. It's actually a beautiful piece of normal melech. Maybe I'll say it at the end. Anyway, that's the famous Rashi. V'novin ma meramiz alana. What is this teaching us? Shebichol atzidkaniyos haniskars b'tor lo nemar kol kach godlus kamal sara. Out of all the Rivka, Rachel, Leah, all the tzidkaniyos in the Torah, doesn't talk about like it does for Sarah. Vodze Yosef pelas shegam Avram Avinu shenemar. Avram Avinu, it also says shana bechlal klal. Right, by Avram it says ve'elu yimei shnei chayi Avram. Asher chayi mea shana v'shivim shana v'chamei shana. It says the same thing by Avram. Shana, shana, shana. It's a question for Rashi. Perish gamkim niv shenir mashiach b'lo chet. Umikol makom lo chazer apasuk pam bet lo mar shnei chayi Avram. And Rashi over there by Avram says, oh, it's the same thing like by Sarah. By Avram it also says shana, 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 to show the cleanliness of chet. It doesn't talk about a yofi or anything, but the cleanliness of chet. But there's one big difference from Avram and Sarah, that the pasuk here, and this is the part that we're going to focus on. The pasuk here goes back and says shnei chayei Sarah. These were the years of Sarah. It doesn't say that by Avram, although by Avram it does say shana. Mea shana, v'shim shana, v'chamei shanim. It doesn't say shnei chayei Avram. Here it's a shnei chayei Sarah. What does it mean, shnei chayei Sarah? Rashi says, why does it repeat the pasuk shnei chayei Sarah? Shekulin shavin l'tov. They're all equal in its goodness. What is that teaching me? No. It's all equal in goodness. We already said, like, when she was 100, she was like 20 in terms of chay. When she was 20, she was like 70. That's a pretty good life. What's the cool and shavnut over there? All equal for the good.
No matter what age she was at, she was like all equal.
Okay, but what does that mean? 100 to 20? So all those ages she was clean. 20 to 7, under 20, we can't talk about Onshin anyway, so it's like beauty. So why does the pasuk go again, kul and shav in the tovah? And it doesn't say that by Avram Avinu. That's going to be the main thing, the repetition of Shnei, Chayei, Sarah. The repetition of, and these were the years of Sarah, and Rashi says, kul and shav in the tovah. What does that mean? Now he goes on, Omnam Isa b'sefer HaKodesh Mor v'Shemesh. He quotes Mor v'Shemesh. Mor v'Shemesh, he's actually a I don't know if it's a Ben Achaben, but he's related to the Mor v'Shemesh, earlier Chassidus HaSefer. Bereish Perit Parshas Ve'era Me'arav HaKodesh Isha Lokim Moreinu Arav Menachem Mendel Zatzukul Zichron Tzadik HaKodesh Rochem Riminov. Say, quote from Menachem Mendel Riminov. Menachem Mendel Riminov is one of the earliest Hasidim, earliest Rebbes. He lived already in the time of Napoleon. If you remember Rav Nassan's Talmud, Rav Nachman, it was also Rav Nassan Riminov. Rav Nachman Mendel Riminov was one of the most important Hasidish Rebbes. It's crazy stories about him believing in Napoleon and tried to side with Napoleon, but not for now. Ala Gemara, the Gemara in Bracha says, Ne'emar bris b'melech v'ne'emar bris b'yisurin. It uses the word bris when it's talking about salt, and it uses the word bris when it's talking about pain, yisurin, is suffering. What's the connection? Ma melech v'mamim mateket abasar, just like melech. If you put a little bit on the meat, it makes the meat taste sweet. Someone told me if you put a little salt on a watermelon, it makes a watermelon so much sweeter. I don't know. Try it at home. So to the Yisurin also sweeten the inflictions of a person. I mean, a person has to, when he's afflicted, A, he's getting kapara because he's being afflicted, but B, he's able to cope with things. People with pain in their lives are who's the ones moping around in life? It's not the people who are sick or people with this. It's always the people who are doing fine. People who have Yisurin, they're not moping around for some reason. They're the ones putting out books saying, help yourself and get out there and deal with your medical problems. So sometimes Yisurin, lo aleinu, but Hashem puts it out. It's like melech, that it sweetens the basar. It sweetens the avonos a little bit. Sweeten it. In a certain way, even almost, dahainu, ma melech in Moshe Yosef yikashir. However, with salt, if you put too much on the meat, what happens? You can't enjoy the basa. If you put a little, it makes it sweet. Too much, ugh, disgusting. If you have to put the proper amount of salt, so too the yisurin. This is the connection between melech and yisurin. With afflictions, if there's just the right amount, it can help us. But if there's too much, they have to be weathered perfectly. Because if there's too much, just like too much salt, we can't eat the meat. Too much yisurin, we're not going to be able to hold. We can't stand. A little yisurin, it will help us. Too much yisurin, it will destroy us. It will finish us off. Yeah.
So then, what do you say about the Shoah?
One second. Hold on. Let him talk. Vine Rashi, Perish. Rashi says, "V'lam nisvach misa sar la'kedus Yitzchak." Rashi asks, "Why does the death of Sar happen by Akedus, or put next to Akedus Yitzchak?" Shayidei b'suras Akeda. Rashi says, "Because when she heard about the Akeda that Yitzchak was put on the Akeda, she nizdam and b'nor l'shchita that the son. We don't even know if she heard the end of the story. So that her son was ready to be shechted k'mat shalon ishchat, and almost didn't shechted according to this." She heard that he wasn't shechted in the end. But just for the fact that she heard that my only son that I waited so long for was almost shechted, Pircha Nishmasim Yenev Mesa. So her soul left and died.
Turn it off.
Hainu, what's the point of that? Shemoshe Rabbeinu Rayim Amna. Moshe Rabbeinu, our faithful shepherd, taught us that Misa Sor Lakedis Yitzchak, why? That it's to be a melech is like when a person dies, he should be a melech yosher, and he should go up to Hashem and set the record straight. He should daven for us. He should be a defendant for us. So that this is the fact that Sarah died after the Akedas Yitzchak. The Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was putting the death of Sarah after the Akedas to teach us, to defend us, that when things are too difficult, Sarah Imenu, the Tzadeka, Sarah Imenu, full emuna, the wife of Rosh Emuna, Avram. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't handle it. She died. If this happens to Sarah, who's such a tzaddikus that she was like 100 years old, like 20 years of chet, they're all good. Yet, if Sarah wasn't able to handle it, and she was so good, she was so perfection, 100 years old, like 20 years old, like the chet, and she was so good, and she couldn't handle it, she didn't have enough strength to muster herself that her son was almost shechted, how can we take things? When we hear such bad news, how can we take things? We would also fall like that, but it's okay, because our mother, Sarah, died. So Sarah always stands in defendant of us, saying, if you hurt them too much, if there's too much salt on the meat, and there's too much yisurin, they're not going to be able to stand. Odef Shalomar is connected, but he says, you can further say, why did Sarah, what is this, that Sarah passed away? I mean, Avram made it through it, and he was going through the thing. Sarah was so weak that she should die to hear that her son almost died. No, the answer is that Sarah didn't, like, oh my God. Sarah consciously put herself to a death to this. Why? She was doing it for the good of Am Yisrael. Why? La'aros Hashem, to show Hashem. Eich yisrael l'yisrael l'spol yisrael yosim yidai. You can't let the Jews suffer so much. Taking away my only son, I, Sarah Imenu Hashem, I will not be able to handle it. Because if I show you that I can handle it, you'll expect more for Am Yisrael. I myself will not be able to. Why? For the good of Am Yisrael, that if they have too much yisurin, they're not going to be able to handle it.
And
if you're giving so much pain to Am Yisrael, what's the difference? Kill us half. Kill us full. We can't handle it. Sarah Imenu taught us that the Hashem, the Jews, cannot handle such pain. And that's why the pasuk says Shnei Chayei Sarah Shekulin Eila Tova. Because you may think that Sarah made a chait, that she couldn't handle the news. What's wrong with her? What about what happened to Mesiras Nefesh? All the greatness that we talk about, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Avraham and Yitzchak. What about Sarah? She couldn't handle the Mesiras Nefesh that her son was almost shechted. So what's wrong? Aval Kevin Shel Tov is Yisrael. Because she did it for the Am Yisrael, Shnei Chayei Sarah, Kula Netova. Everything was, even at the last moment of her death, which looked like a weakness, was a strength that she was doing it for Am Yisrael. To say, Hayinu Shenoseh Shalachar, Shekula Netova Zlatova, Ki Gam Imon Lo Chata, Lechein Yirachim Hashem Aleinu, Hashem Shem Rachim on us, V'yoshin V'mei Ruchnes, V'gufnes, V'chasadim, Hashem, you should give us Yeshua, quickly, both in spiritual and physical, and your chasadim should be revealed in front of us. It's just like Sarah Imenu couldn't handle so much pain. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't handle so much pain. We can't handle so much pain. And that's what it means, Shnei Chayei Sarah, Shekulei Notova. Even at the last moment of Sarah's death, which seemed like a weakness, that was Sarah's strength, saying, Hashem, you can give you a certain time, Yisrael, but if it gets too much, we won't be able to handle it. I can't handle it. If I can't handle it, don't expect Am Yisrael to handle it. Saying Hashem, so he's kind of asking Hashem, we have to stand stronger. We're going to buckle. There's just so much emunah we can have. Look at Sarah Imenu, she wasn't able to handle it. We're going to fall apart. Hashem, please reveal yourself to us. Reveal the chasadim gedolim. Now that's at the very beginning. He doesn't talk like this at the end, by the way. You'll see how it changes when we do pieces later. But now he really thinks that he's going to be Yeshua. There's going to be that's the idea. That Sarah died after the Akedah, not because she was weak. She wanted to be the mother of Am Yisrael to defend her children. That the children cannot handle. I can't handle such pain, and my children won't be able to handle such pain. So please, do not put them through such pain. The Noam Elimelech, I'll say the Noam Elimelech very quickly. I'll say it outside. So Noam Elimelech says that there are two levels of Avodas Hashem. And the two levels of Avodas Hashem are found in the 100 to 20, and 20 to 7. First level of Avodas Hashem is not to do, stay away from mitzvahs lo sa'aseis, meaning not to be involved with Averot. The second level of Avodas Hashem, even things that are mutter, we should treat properly. food. It's much to eat food, but how much? How much are you going to push for food? How much are you going to take? How much? There's everything. The things that are mutter, but you have to. We have to also mikanish atzvacha b'masha mutalcha. We have to have kedusha even that which is mutter to us. It's like 100 to 20. She was 100 years old, like 20, like just like a 20 is not a bas onchin. So to 100, she was like she never sinned. That's the first level. And she never did. She was never over averot. That's the first level of avos Hashem. 20 to 7. What does it mean? Beauty like a 7-year-old. 7-year-old's beautiful, right? Being taken. I don't want to say anything improper. But 7 is beautiful. You think a 20-year-old woman would be beautiful? It says like this. What does it mean, beauty? It means that just like she was 20, look like a 7-year-old. Like once a woman gets older, they start looking in the mirror and they have to buy expensive this and have to buy expensive that. And they think to look beautiful, you have to like get dressed up and use this and use that and spend so much money on hairstyles. No. A 7-year-old is simple. Their beauty is just a simple beauty. They don't have fancy stuff yet. They don't have fancy hairstyle. They didn't spend so much time at a hairstyle. Simple beauty. A 7-year-old is just a simple beauty. That her beauty, her idea of beauty at 20 was like a 7-year-old. Just simplicity. I don't need all this fancy stuff. I don't need to go crazy. I don't need to, it didn't like, oh, now I'm a teenager, I have to buy this, I have to put my hand this way. Her beauty was simplicity. And that's the second aspect of Baruch Hashem, that even when, it's mutter to look beautiful, but even that, she was with such simplicity, with such plainness, with such, and there was a beauty of a 7-year-old, of just a simple, without all the glitter, without the gold, and without the this, it was just simply like a 7-year-old. That's what the Noam HaMelech says. The two connections, the two levels of Avodas Hashem. Okay.